This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Time for our daily tech and business report. Today we're joined by Bloomberg's Keith Naughton. Speaking of tariffs, the ones that are set to go into effect tomorrow are expected to lead to a big jump in car prices. So, Keith, which tariffs are we talking about? And the big question, how much higher could car prices go?
Yeah, so these are the 25% tariffs on Mexico and Canada that President Trump was just referring to. And they are expected to drive up car prices by as much as $12,000 a car. That would be on an electric vehicle, which are already more costly than traditional cars. But it would be big on other forms of cars as well. So anything from $4,000 all the way up to $12,000. $4,000 would be on a crossover utility vehicle. Pickup trucks would be up by about $8,000. Big SUVs, $9,000.
Now, what are the automakers saying? Because I understand a number of them were already waving red flags and saying, "Hold on."
Absolutely, Ford's CEO Jim Farley warned that these tariffs would blow a hole in the auto industry like we've never seen. And all of the big three CEOs were on the phone last week with the Commerce Department, warning them off these tariffs, trying to explain what severe consequences they would have, not just on the companies themselves, but on the broader economy.
Was anybody listening?
Well, it doesn't sound like President Trump is moving off this, but as we know, President Trump takes it to the brink on negotiations. So you never know what might happen overnight.
What would happen to used cars?
Well, I mean, there would be a rush to used cars because new cars would become unaffordable. That's going to drive up demand for used cars, and that will drive up prices for used cars, which already average, in the high 20s. So used cars are already pricey. Cars themselves are pricey. There's an affordability crisis going on in the auto industry right now, and this is just going to exacerbate it.
Well, we heard what the car makers were saying. I wonder what the dealers are saying.
Well, the dealers don't like this one bit. I mean, you can't sell cars with, $12,000 tacked on. They know that. It's hard enough already with interest rates as high as they are. The average price of a car right now is $48,000. The average car payment is over $700. People can't afford cars, and anything that makes it worse is not good news for the dealers.
Could this possibly create a demand for low-cost cars? I don't know, your cheaper basic ones with hand crank windows.
It absolutely could. And the thing is that the industry does make some lower-cost cars. Guess where? In Mexico, where labor costs are lower. So Ford has a very popular vehicle called the Maverick. It's a small pickup truck, and that is made in Mexico. If these tariffs go in place, Ford might put that plant on ice. The consultants to the auto industry tell us a lot of the cars being made in Mexico or Canada right now just might be put on hold until these tariffs go away.
Wow, they might just go ahead and push pause.
Yes, exactly. And rather than try and make a business case out of a 25% cost increase, the auto industry operates on single-digit profit margins. There's not room to absorb a 25% cost increase.
And I imagine that the car makers are hearing from their dealers and wondering if they're going to do anything for them, some kind of special marketing deal.
Yeah, you know, the car makers themselves are under a lot of profit pressure because they're all developing their own new electric vehicle lines and are losing billions on them. And that's going to get worse when the, you know, electric vehicle tax credit is taken away. So, you know, they don't have a lot of margin to spare here. And it's not clear that they'll be able to absorb all of this. It's going to really cause chaos, is the word that Ford's CEO Jim Farley used.
We will watch and find out. That is Bloomberg's Keith Naughton. Keith, thanks for the reporting. You can hear our Tech and Business reports weekdays at 12:30 right here on KCBS. And for more, you can tune in to Bloomberg Technology Weekdays that comes at you at 8 a.m.
So I read in USA Today that the majority of people stop GLP-1 weight loss injection shots in a year. Now, what's concerning is if you get off GLP-1s, there's a real chance you can gain all the weight back. The solution? Alma said, a natural superfood protein shake. University studies show it optimizes your metabolism so you can lose weight easily, and Alma said it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Use Alma said with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.